This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
You know, everybody thinks of us, Samantha, as primarily being a shelter for victims of domestic violence, and it's true that we are, and that's our historic role, but we do so much more.
We do. We have multiple programs. We have support group for domestic violence and sexual assault. You do, too. We have outreach education. We can go to schools. We can come to your agency. We can talk to your Rotary Club, Kiwanis. You do, too. We do this radio show. We do newspaper articles.
Right. A lot of what we're doing now is falls under the heading of education, prevention. Typically, we have been the first in people's minds when there's an assault, either a sexual assault or a physical assault, and people come to us. But what we're trying to do more and more these days, and what our grant funders are asking us to do, is let's see if we can try and stop this before it ever gets started.
Exactly. And that's a beautiful thing, because if we can save a young person from experiencing this later in life, that would be wonderful. And I don't know if people are aware of this yet, but we're in the running with the North Carolina Coalition Against Domestic Violence, your agency and our agency in Mitchell and Yancey counties, for starting getting some grant money to start a SART team, which is a sexual assault response team, and also a community collaborative response team for domestic violence. And so we'll be working with, in partnership with multiple agencies, entities in both counties to address these issues.
And we have a ongoing program both of us do in the schools, and again we're trying to address these issues with young people. And it's funny because we find out if we wait until high school, for example, when kids are mature enough to really intellectually deal with these subjects, it's probably too late, that they're forming their habits and outlooks way back in middle school and grammar school.
Yeah, so we really need to start getting the children about bullying behaviors and power and control and respect for each other and self-esteem in elementary school, but especially by middle school.
Right, and the earlier we can break these habits, the better off we'll be. And some of the other programs that we offer are, for example, we have a jobs program in Mitchell County, and we call it Fresh Start. And what I found out when I first came here is that people coming into our shelter, basically they didn't have an education, they didn't have job skills, and so they were dependent financially on their abusers. So if they're going to start over and have a life free from violence, they needed to be able to support themselves. So we started this jobs program. And you don't have to be a victim of either sexual or physical abuse. If you just want to better yourself, that's a wonderful opportunity for people.
In Yancey County, we share some of that Fresh Start money, but we're starting a group on the weekends. Our weekend shelter employee is doing an employment type of program, you know, getting ready for work. And also we have an overcomers group that's primarily focusing on victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, who also are experiencing substance abuse issues or in recovery. So that's kind of interesting, and people from both counties can participate, you know, in those groups.
Right.
As well.
Whatever county you're in, if you hear something that you're interested in on this program, just give us a call, and we'll direct you to the right person.
We have our thrift stores.
We have thrift stores, and people are wonderful in this area. They donate items. It started years ago when people would donate items to help start the shelter. Well, there's only a limited amount of that you can use, so we started helping our victims when they have to set up a new apartment and whatnot. They usually don't have anything when they come in, so we have to help them with furnishings and kitchenware and clothes for the kids and all that kind of stuff. And there were still items left over, so somebody got the right idea. Let's start a thrift store.
And you have three stores now in Mitchell County?
No, we have two stores
in
Mitchell County.
Okay.
Well, actually, no, we do have three. We have a little booth over there in the Antique Mall,
and
Moose Crossings.
Yeah, and our new store is the Crazy Daisy, and it has expanded, and we are accepting furniture now for the store. And if we have, you know, too much there, we stash it in our shelter garage, and we always distribute that to clients.
Right. So if you've got good things, don't throw them away. You know, donate them to us. But these are just some of the ways we try to help our community. And we're just more than a domestic violence shelter. And if you want more information, we'll give you some phone numbers. What's the Yancey number?
In Yancey County, the crisis line is 682-0056.
In Mitchell County, we're at 765-4044. I want to thank everyone for listening, and remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who?
Begins with me and you.